All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And a big one this Saturday afternoon in Dallas in the Big 12 Conference, as you're going to have the 6th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners taking on the 11th-ranked Texas Longhorns. Now, of course, these two teams are meeting this Saturday at the fairgrounds, at the state fair down there. But there's a possibility, and a good possibility, that we could see both of these teams meet in the Big 12 title game for the second consecutive year. This game, you look at the offenses, and I'm going to start with Oklahoma's, with quarterback Jalen Hurts, who could be Oklahoma's third consecutive Heisman Trophy winner at the quarterback position in as many years. He has plenty of talent around him with running back Trey Sermon and wide receiver C.D. Lamb. And then you look at the play of Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger. He knows how to move around in that pocket, but sometimes he just simply cannot play hero ball. He does that from time to time, and it gets him and Texas in trouble. This Longhorn defense has already forced 9 interceptions on the year, and they have to find a way to do what all of Oklahoma's opponents so far this year have been unable to do, which is to get Jalen Hurts uncomfortable. Texas won the regular season meeting last year, and then Oklahoma returned the favor in the Big 12 title game. I think Oklahoma keeps that momentum from the Big 12 title game going, and I'm going to take the Sooners in this one by the score of 40-27. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you're going to have the 23rd-ranked Tigers of Memphis, traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Temple Owls. Now, this is a battle of two teams that have the potential to win the AAC this year. I look at quarterback Brady White from Memphis. He's going to try to go out there and get started and get into a rhythm very early on. And if this Temple defense cannot put too much attention on Brady White, you also look at running back Kenneth Gainwell, who already has 620 yards on the ground this season. Temple is going to try to slow this game down with the likes of running back Ramon Davis, who himself is averaging 6 yards per carry. And I think this is going to be a good back and forth affair while featuring two teams that are underrated on the college football circuit this year. But I am going to take Temple at home by the score of 30-27. Now, a big one in the Southeastern Conference in the SEC West Division, as you're going to have the top ranked team in the land. And I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide traveling to College Station to take on the 24th ranked Aggies of Texas A&M. Should Alabama be on upset alert? I mean, A&M, they're improving on their head coach, Jimbo Fisher. They're not quite there yet. We saw them upset LSU at home last year. They gave Clemson a run for their money again this year, but they simply weren't in the same standards. And if Texas A&M is going to find a way to upset Alabama, they got to slow down this offense. You look at what Bama's doing with the likes of Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback and, of course, Najee Harris at running back and Devonta Smith at wide receiver. As head coach Nick Saban just consistently keeps churning out NFL talent. Now, of course, for A&M to get the upset at home, it starts with quarterback Kellen Mond. He needs a big game. He can't force the ball. If you have a situation where Kellen Mond throws 2 interceptions or more in this contest, A&M is not going to hold on. Then it's also going to be up on the A&M defense. They have to get after Tua. They have to make him uncomfortable, because if he gets into a rhythm in that pocket, forget about it. The atmosphere is definitely going to be electric at Kyle Field. I think the fans are really going to be out for this game. A&M keeps it close for about 2.5, maybe 3 quarters, but Alabama pulls away with a 37-24 victory. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, you're going to have the Michigan State Spartans traveling to Camp Randall to take on the Wisconsin Badgers, and you're going to see old school Big Ten football, and I'm talking about helmet on helmet, paint swapping right here with two of the finer defensive teams in the conference, as well as two teams that love to run the football. Michigan State quarterback Brian Lewerke, he's looking to bounce back after his struggles last week on the road when the Spartans lost to Ohio State. And how do you help a struggling quarterback? You give the football to running back Elijah Collins, as he and this Michigan State offensive line need to establish the line of scrimmage. And if Michigan State can get the running game going, Lewerke can hit wide receiver Darryl Stewart Jr. But on the other side, you got running back Jonathan Taylor. And I mean, this guy is a runaway freight train at the running back position. And I guarantee you, if Michigan State lets him get going early, they're going to be in for a long afternoon. This Wisconsin defense can bring it as well, as they have forced 21 team sacks. So it's going to be very important for Michigan State to avoid third and long situations, as this defense is definitely going to pin their ears back and come after Lewerke. The first team to win that gets to 20 wins this game. I think it's Wisconsin at home, and I'm going to take them by the score of 27-17. Now, staying in the Big Ten, you're going to have the 10th ranked Penn State Nittany Lions traveling to Iowa City to take on the 17th ranked Hawkeyes of Iowa. So far, this is going to be Penn State's biggest test of the season. And Saturday nights in Iowa City are always tough. And this Iowa defense, they're going to try to make life tough, as well as the crowd there, on Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford. But this Nittany Lions defense, they know how to get after people. Already on this young season, 25 team sacks. And can they find a way to make Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley uncomfortable? That's going to be the million-dollar question surrounding this contest. This is another game right here. I think the first team to 20 wins. And I'm going to take Iowa at home by the score of 23-17. Staying in the Big Ten, you're going to have the Nebraska Cornhuskers traveling to take on the Minnesota Gophers. And this is a chance for the Golden Gophers to make a statement. They're undefeated, but nobody is really paying attention to this team yet. Minnesota has to find a way to slow down Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez. They got to find a way to make him uncomfortable. That is a theme of the day. You put pressure on quarterbacks, you got to make them uncomfortable. On the flip side, I look at this Minnesota offense with the likes of running back Rodney Smith and quarterback Tanner Morgan. Minnesota has to establish the line of scrimmage, get Rodney Smith going, and then play action with Tanner Morgan. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth affair, and the last team with the football wins, and I'm going to take Minnesota at home by the score of 34-30. Then in the SEC on Saturday night, you're going to have the 7th-ranked Gators of Florida traveling to Baton Rouge to take on the 5th-ranked LSU Tigers, as this is not only a huge SEC showdown, it's also big in the college football playoff aspect. Now, we've seen all of the injuries for Florida, and of course, their head coach Dan Mullen right now is going with Kyle Trask at quarterback. He's gotten some reps under him now in the past few weeks, and we saw him and his Florida team step up at home last week versus Auburn. Now, Florida wants to get the running game going early with LaMichael Perine, and this defense that they have is stout, and they're getting some people back. 26 team sacks so far for Florida, as well as 12 interceptions. But can they do something that has not been done so far this season? Force LSU quarterback Joe Burrow into making mistakes. And I know that people are looking at Tua and Jalen Hurts and Jonathan Taylor in regards to the Heisman. But you look at Joe Burrow, he is definitely making a name for himself as well. He wants to get that football to wide receiver Justin Jefferson, as well as running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And this is going to be a great game, as it's going to be a good chess match between two of the better coaches and programs in the country. I think this game comes down to defense and special teams. Who's going to blink first? Saturday nights in Baton Rouge are tough, and I'm going to take LSU at home by the score of 30-20. And finally, in the Mountain West, you're going to have the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors traveling to take on the 14th ranked Broncos of Boise State. Now, these two teams are meeting this Saturday, but they can also meet again in the Mountain West title game, as they both have the potential to win their respective divisions. I look at the quarterback play in this one: Cole McDonald for Hawaii, and of course, Hank Bachmeier Meyer, the youngster for Boise State. So far in his young college career, this kid has been unfazed. We saw him go on the road and beat Florida State, and he has Boise State thinking about a New Year's Six Bowl. You also look at this Bronco defense, 19 team sacks so far this season, and if they can pin their ears back and get to McDonald and slow down this Hawaii offense, the folks in Boise are definitely going to have something to cheer for Saturday night. I think Boise has their way, and they get the 34-20 victory at home. Excuse me. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Excuse me. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.